We're learning Tzoyis, Aleph Ches. We're at the end of Aleph Ches. Aleph Tzivkot and Ches. It's Tuesday night, Or L'Chof Ador. Wow, Chof Ador. Where did Ador go? And he brought down a Machlekes, Raivin and Ramban. And at the end, he passes like Ramban. He says, the Raivin is Mesupik, but the Ramban is sure. And but then he says a Chiddush. And the Ramban says, Migu helps by Knas, and helps means that there's no din of Moedim of Knas Potter anymore after the Tfisa with a Migu. Tfisa's Tfisa, but you have to be able to prove that you were Tfis Kedin. So if you were Tfis without Edim, there's a presumption of a Migu. Say La Adam. So the Ramban says that's it, it's over. Moedim of Knas, it's like too late. The din is over. But then the Tzoy says a Chiddush. Omnam Yeroah, it was towards the end of Ches, starts a new paragraph, I'm sure. You have a Tzoy, you know.
That's
right. Omnam Yeroah, Dafilu Ladas Ramban. What do I call it when people are not looking into texts?
Entertainment.
I'm entertaining you. Omnam Yeroah, Dafilu Ladas Ramban, the Mahani Migu Beknas, Hanu Dafgum Befnei Bezdin Mumchen. The migu, the taina, meaning, well, what is migu? He means the taina that I'm grabbing this because I'm entitled to it. Now he's not saying this object is mine. We're going to see in effect he's taking a mashkin, right? He doesn't have a right to take my hat just because I owe him money. So he takes the hat and he has a migu. But the kinyan, the nemonus, the tfisa is the tfisa of a mashkin. He's not claiming the hat is his. He has no right to take the hat. If the guy goes over with money, he gets his hat back. So this migu, meaning the taina and the belief, because he has a migu, is only bifnei based in mumchin. He's going to explain why. There's nothing to do with the mumchin, because you need mumchen for knas. This is as different. That's what I was confused about last night. I spent some time today delving into it. Yeah, you need based in mumchen for a different reason. Now we're not talking about knas. We're not talking about moedim knas anymore. We're talking about moedim knas.
We're talking about based in smoking.
It happens to be. Yes.
Same
but we're talking about now that in order for the migu to be functional. To say I'm grabbing this as a mashkin, and believe me that I'm entitled to it, because I could say lahadam, because I was toifus without edim, for example, or sometimes you have a migu of echazarti, I gave it back already, if they don't see it in your hands, whatever the case is, well, that couldn't be the case here, because he's holding it for a mashkin, okay. Anyway, you need mumchin, Abu Bizman said like a mumchin, so he's saying, he quotes a din, based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia, and based on a Chuvas HaRosh. It really is nothing to do with the... Okay, and it's as follows. If I'm outside of Bezdin, and I show, and I, in front of Edim, I say, I'm saying, here, you see this hat? I tell Edim, not in Bezdin. I'm not tining in Bezdin. I'm outside of Bezdin. I didn't go to Bezdin yet. And I show you, see this hat? This is really Reuven's hat. But I have it because
he owes me money.
Because he owes me money, and I took it as a mashkin. What the guy effectively did, says the Rosh in the Tshuva, and it's really based on a Gemara, is he ruined his migul. Because there's a rule, migul amafrei aloy amrinun. When he's not in Bezdin, and now he admits that this is that guy's in front of Edim, and Edim now know that this is Reuven's hat, and they're not a Bezdin to like paskin about the migu. So now when he goes to Bezdin and he says, I want to keep it because I'm entitled to it, because migu I can say I never grabbed it, it was always mine. Right now he doesn't have that migu anymore, because Edim know he grabbed it, because he admitted it to Edim. This is, this, dynamic. It's called Migu de Mafreya. Where right now you don't have a Migu. You would have had a Migu yesterday, but yesterday you admitted to certain facts. So it's really, if it would work, it would be called Migu de Mafreya. Meaning you want a retroactive Migu. Migu, I could have yesterday said something. Yeah, but you didn't. And that was yesterday. And now it's today. And today you don't have a Migu anymore. When you're in Beis Din, so you're timing, and now you have your Migu. I could say whatever. I could say I never grabbed it. But once so you showed it to Edim, and then you go to Beis Din, you effectively ruined your Migu. Well, now the Edim know that you grabbed it. And you don't have a Migu anymore. You showed your hand. And that's called Migu de Mafreya. What the Ksois wants to be Mechadesh is that even if you do this in front of Beis Din, but not Mumchen, they only have a Din of Edim. So, this is what he says.
That's
just
with Knas, right? That's with
everything. Yeah. Now, I see on the bottom here of Shimon, but let's read the Ksois first. Let's read it inside. Omnim Yerod, Afil Ladas Ramban, Debhani Migu Beknas, Hainu Davka Befnei Beis Din Mumchen, Abul Bezman Azed, Leka Mumchen, Arei Hu Keilu Ba Bemashkon, Lefnei Eidim, Leoyma Lefnei Am Shechayav Lo Knas, The Lo Hav Amigo Afil Ba Momen. Forget about Knas, even by Momen there's not Amigo, because it's Migu Lema Freya.
Specifically a Mashkon?
What?
Specifically a mashkin well, talking about or anything he
grabbed. Well, what is he tining? I mean, if it's Shimon's, he's tining, it's Taka Shimon's, but I'm holding it for a mashkin. What's his Migu? Migu, he could say it's his.
If it was tining that he just took it and nobody saw it, would be a different story?
Well, what would he say?
Then he grabbed it when nobody was looking.
So what is he saying? It's his?
No. It's not a mashkin, though. It's a...
The standard case of this type of Migu is a mashkin. You took it for Gevir. You want to collect with it. You want the guy to pay you money.
I mean, I'm just asking, is it mashkin in the sense that the guy gave it to you?
It's a mashkin. No, you grabbed it as a mashkin. The reason we're talking about mashkin is because that's the scenario of the Migu. Where you admit it's the other guy's, but you're saying you took it for a mashkin, and you have a Migu, you could say it's yours. That's the setup.
So this is all mashkin.
What?
So we've been talking about mashkin.
Yeah, we're talking. So that's the rush. That it doesn't help. Elul if they based in dafka. I will if they ate them in a moyel hamigu because what you've done is you've created a migu l'mafreya because you're not in Besdin. So you told them it's the other guys. Now you come to Besdin the next day and you say it's I grabbed it as a mashkin. I have a migu. You don't have a migu anymore. Now you don't have a migu. Ate them know that you grabbed it. You admitted it to them yesterday. You would have to say, Migu, I could have not admitted to it yesterday. That's Migu de Mafreya. That's exactly Migu de Mafreya. When you go to Mishuchon Aruch Simenai in Beis, if you tchez, if you simen kuflam and gimel, if you kain, actually, the leka mumchin, vein ha beis den poist in dine knosis. Oh, I get it. Apparently, it is kosher with knosis. Once there's no beis den for knosis, that's one of the rules of Ovid Inez Dino L'Nafshei. You have to be able to prove that your type is Kedin. They saw he grabbed it. Like they're Edom, they're not Beis Din. It is because there's no Beis Din for Knossos. So when he comes to Beis Din to say that he kicked in Ovid Inez Dino L'Nafshei, yeah. So in terms of admitting that it's the other guys, but he grabbed it as a mashkin, says the Ksois. So it's like he's admitting it in front of Edom, not in front of a Beis Din. The Achshav Leka Beis Din, the Leka Alon Rak Toiris Edom. Im King came in the bottle of Migu. Umashvile ra'a meaning we see he has it, so he doesn't have a migu anymore. That he doesn't have it, arei utzorek lach zero, so he's not nemen anymore. He has no migu. Urayus Ramban migirsus rach ma'iri lefnei beis din mumchin. The whole Ramban is lefnei beis din mumchin. The ikam migu avalach of the leka mumchin mashvile ra'a. Again, ra'a means it's like we see the object by him. We see yenu's object by him. so he doesn't have a migo anymore, then he can say he never grabbed it. Vayin b'ramosim yishit tzadik tes, v'sham kasabnu yesu ha'dvorim. So the Milu'ei Choshen says, Imri Bina, yes, Sandik Tzais, it's sort of like what we had in Rav Shimon, that certainly you can convene a Bezdin to see if he grabbed properly or not. And that's called a Bezdin on Gzelos, not a Bezdin on Knossos. That's sort of like we had in Rav Shimon Shkop. So then the whole Tzais's point falls away. The Yinyan Zeh, says the Imri Bina, Yesh Koach Le Bezdin Bezman HaZeh, Lodun Al Zeh, because they're being done if he had a right to grab it. The chain hikshar of Shimon Shkop, good old Shimon Shkop and Baba Basra, Simon Chof. Okay, let's go by the Vayim Perek Meruba. Vayim Perek Meruba. The Maisid Rabbi Gamliel, the Tevi Avdo. Oh, that's good old. Right, he knocked out his tooth. He comes to Yeshua, he says, whoopee, I knocked out his tooth, I can get him free now. And Yeshua said, I'm sorry, you're out of Bezdin. So you just made the B'knas. Okay. Because of Hidas Ramban, the B'knas who Neman B'migu, in Kein Hachanami Ha'oil, Rabbi Gamliel Migu, Gamliel had a Migu, I'm confused. What do you mean he had a Migu? What's the question about Gamliel's Nemonis? So, you mean you're not Nemon to say you knocked out his... What do you mean he's not Nemon? So, no, of course he's Nemon. Not the Mighty Bechaz Potter. I mean, there's no din of Haidah. So, who asks this? So, he wants you to... What do you mean? What Migul will still be Mashiach Satsmo. I don't get it. If there's a Mira Knas, Pratla Marshia Satsmo. Yeah? Hello?
No, I think that's the answer.
So even if you have a Migu, you Marshia Satsmo.
I think that's his answer.
I guess I learned the choice and it stuck in my head by mistake. Because of the Dazar Bandu, the Knas of them of the Migu. Kinachanami or Lemon Gamil Migu, the boy Mishachrele. Just like Abal Shom Migarash, the Tishi Nemo, the Migu, the boy Migarsha. Think I'll be Evan, Nemo, Lemon, the Haitan, the Sisi, Koin, the Abdi, and Choirin, because he could be Mishachrim. Ah, if he was from the Mishachrim, the other about say, the Hitzel Amigu, plenty of people do Avalus, right? We're making a book, the 10 biggest Avalus in the world. The Nerek, even the Amigu, the day of Gamil, I'm a Chaiva, Chati, I'm a Mashiach, Satchmoy. Thank you. And what do you gain by the Migu? Haidas Baldin is also a Nemonis. But we say Maida B'Kraz doesn't have a dinner by Das Baldin. So even if you have a Migu, it's not really going to help you. I must have seen this. Ramban Lai Kamra Lecha Da Migu Aga De Teveya. The other guy has the Migu. It's not Mashiach Satsmo. Right, when the guy that grabbed has the Migu that Ramban's talking about. Not when the person who has to give the knas has a Migu. I would assume that the Migu, that the, I would imagine the Havamina is that the Miut is only on the Koach of Hodas Baldim. But if you have a Migu, then you're coming with another Koach. You're pumped with another koach. It's not with the koach. No, the Havamina is like a very mutsumtsum dika miut.
Yeah,
a shino lekim, pratlam ashiya satsma. You really should say Elohim when you say that pasuk, because it means bezdin. Shino lekim, pratlam ashiya satsma. So the Havamina was it's mutsumtsum to the koach of Adlas Baldin. But Migu is another koach. The answer is no, but it's a koach given to the guy that perpetrated the crime, so it's still Mashiach Satsmo. It might not be with the Koyach of Eidos Baldin, it might be with the Koyach of Migu, but it's still Mashiach Satsmo. Okay. So what did we learn in this case? Well, we're moving on tomorrow night I should really tell. I don't know yet. I didn't look at, what are we learning next?
I thought it was dollars. Not dollars?
No. I don't know.
Before we started everything you listed.
I have to look at my list. I like it, so it's very hard. Much harder than Schweitzer. Whoa.
It's very similar to me in Schweitzer.
I have to differ with you. Anyway, so what did this source teach us? What this source taught us? About Migu by Knas, really. And we had that dray by Rav Shimon, very important dray. Now we're not really talking about Migu by Knas, we're talking about if it's Huchlap, if it's ball game's over. Because he's Namon, so Adam doesn't help anymore. I'm sorry, Adas Baldin doesn't help anymore after you grabbed it. The rai was Masupik. Then he has the issue of, oh, the kashif of the Gemara from the Raivid, and then he answers the Raivid of the Shitaso, that Chasi Nezek Knasa isn't really a Knas. Not a real Knas. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here, but I will continue tonight. I gotta get to that Dvorah.